was war. Tatsavitu vareniyam Vargudevasya dimahi Yuyona prachodaya Tatsavitvareniyam Bhargodevasyadimahi Diyoyona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvasva Tatsavitvareniyam Bhargodevasyadimahi Diyoyona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvasva Tatsavitvareniyam Bhargodevasyadimahi Diyoyona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvasva Savitvareniyam Bhargodevasya dimahi Diyoyona Prachodaya
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the Meditation Show. We do it every Sunday evening from 8, and we will literally, well, I won't, Andy Sprague from the Sangha House will do. He will do a meditation, and we are on the final week of an 8-week process based around the Buddhist traditions. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Evening, Darren. Thanks very much. Yes, that's right.
I say welcome back loosely. It's your show. Why am I welcoming you back?
Well, it's good to be here. And yes, we're in step 8. It's been a lovely thing to do on the radio, this has. I'm wondering if anybody's ever done it before, actually. To my knowledge, not.
But the Eightfold, it's quite unique what we're doing.
It is. The Eightfold Path is key to Buddhist practice. It's seen as a structure. And here we are, step 8, right concentration. Now, all of these steps, they support each other. And nothing can be clearer in terms of that than right concentration. We have to have a concentrated mind if we're going to make progress in meditation. So although this is step 8, it's not the culmination. Actually, you could say the culmination is where we started with right view, because that's where we end up. And it's our ability to have a concentrated mind which gets us there. So right concentration, that kind of implies there's a wrong concentration. And sometimes looking at the negatives really illustrates why we use these words in Buddhist practice, words like right. If you think of wrong concentration, well, let's draw an example, a sniper. So some people have to do that job. They are sent out by their countries to do their job of being a sniper. There is no doubt that that job is highly concentrated. You know, when that person is sitting there with the target in their sights, they have a deep sense of concentration. But is it compassionate? I think not. And of course, what we're doing here is we are establishing a compassionate spiritual practice. So the right concentration we're talking about here is very deeply compassionate, actually. It has many levels, and they can be seen as milestones, and we pass through them. When we reach these levels, they're beautiful. We feel like we could sit and meditate forever. It just is absolutely all-encompassing. But in order to get there, we have to have a clear, calm, deeply compassionate mind. That's the only time we'll reach these milestones. That's what we're seeking to do in Buddhist practice.
How would the 8 steps that we're going through over this period of, well, nearly 2 months, how do they all intertwine with each other?
Well, if you look at something like right mindfulness, which we looked at last week, actually, in order to establish a feeling of compassion, We've got to be honest with ourselves. We've got to see what's going on in our heart with absolute clarity and honesty. That's mindfulness that allows us to do that. If we look at our job, right livelihood. Actually, again, in order to support that choice of what we do for our life, our living, we've got to see it again with absolute clarity, pure awareness. We've got to see when our job is actually taking us away from what we want to achieve. Again, right mindfulness will take us there. So they all support each other in many, many ways. And what's sitting under the surface supporting the lot is what we established in the first place, right view, because that's where we want to go. You know, so each of the steps, we're always coming back to right view. Where are we headed? What's our journey for?
So we are going to do a meditation. How is this going to work, Andy, for those who maybe haven't heard us do this before on the radio?
Well, here we want to establish a real sense of calm and peace ready for our concentration. So make sure you've got your own space. This is your time. So find a room where you're not going to be disturbed. Shut the doors. Get rid of as much noise as you can. And turn your phone off. Let your family and your friends know you don't want to be disturbed. Get yourself nice and comfortable. Seated posture. Either on the floor, on a cushion, or on a chair. But a nice upright spine so you get a sense of freshness in the mind.
And we'll help you get to that zone, if that's how you want to call it, by playing you some music which will ease you into the process. And Andy, we'll do the meditation after this on the Meditation Show on Tone FM. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Andy Spragg from the Sanger House. Welcome back to the Meditation Show. So this evening, as you heard earlier, we're looking at this last step in the Eightfold Path, right concentration. Cast your mind back a couple of months ago to the starting point of all this, and we looked at right view. So right concentration should not be seen as the culmination, the ending step. It is one of the fundamental supports for the whole process. But essentially, the ending step, the culmination, is right view. So we pass right the way through all these steps, and we end up in a place where we're moving towards our spiritual goals, if you like. But right concentration is fundamental to this. It supports all of the steps. So as we go through, in order to make the right decisions on our journey with right intent, we need to be concentrated, we need to be fully present. It's only through practice that we'll be able to achieve that. And when we look at our middle steps, so right action, right speech, right livelihood, all of these require us to be concentrated all the time. But some of you out there might be listening to this thinking, gosh, you know, how can we be concentrated all the time? Surely that's stressful. It does sound stressful, doesn't it? But it's not that type of concentration. And that's why that word right is in front of it. Yes, absolutely. If you applied the type of concentration we do when we're, say, doing our tax return, and we were like that all the time, gosh, we would end up terribly stressed. That's not going to do us any good at all. The concentration we're talking about here is something called samadhi. That's another of these Buddhist words. And samadhi is a gentle, soft, but single-pointed concentration. It's interesting, this word concentration. It applies to both meditation and the other practice I teach, Tai Chi. Normally, when we think of concentration, we think of applied thought, such as when we're doing our tax return. So there are strong thought processes going through our mind, and we're directing them towards the particular thing that we're concentrating on. In meditation, it's completely the opposite. Actually, it's applied non-thought. We are letting mental objects just flow through the mind and go. And in fact, that's an aspect of the concentration, developing that habit of letting those thoughts go. So it has a softness about it, a gentleness. There's a sense of self-compassion built into this right concentration. If we get too stressed, if we work too hard, it all comes tumbling down. But on the other hand, we also have to put the effort in, otherwise nothing's going to change. So that's what we're doing here. So the meditation we're going to use today is our good old meditation on the breath. It's called Anapanasati in Buddhism, and it's actually one of the first practices that the Buddha taught after his enlightenment. So for Buddhists, it's a very important practice. I'm going to talk you gently through the body scan, and then we're going to come to the breath. So first of all, we just find the breath wherever we can, where it's most obvious to us. So that could be down in the belly, could be the back of the throat, wherever. And to develop our concentration here on the breath, as we gently breathe in and out, we're going to use some counting.
So rather than using a word this time, we're going to count. On each out-breath, we're going to hear a number in the mind. We're going to start at one. So count the first breath, one. And the second breath, two. Up to ten. When we get to ten, we go back to one. So we're just counting the breaths. Now, you'll probably find that actually the mind wanders. It always does. When it does, gently bring it back to the breath. I cannot emphasize that enough, that gentle process. So you bring the mind back to the breath and start again at one. So you might have only got to three. It doesn't matter. Go back to one. And do that for a short while, counting the out-breaths. And I'll ding the bell. And then we're going to make a subtle change, and we're going to count the in-breaths. So as you breathe in, you count. And you'll find it feels subtly different. It feels as if you're preparing to breathe each time. We'll do that for a while. And then we're going to let go of the counting. And here what I want you to do is explore the body for any sign of the breath, the physical manifestation of the breath. You probably find it everywhere. Tips of the toes, top of the head. When you really tune in, you can find the breath everywhere. And then finally, in the last stage, we bring our awareness to the very tip of the nose, where the breath enters and leaves. And sit with our concentrated mind just there, letting everything else go, just the breath. Okay. So get yourself nice and comfortable. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Turn that phone off. Find yourself a nice, comfortable seated posture. Could be on the floor on a cushion. Or you might be sat on a chair. Whatever your posture is, you want your spine nice and upright. You want to feel fresh in the mind. And having a nice upright spine with a sense of strength in it will help that. Settle down. And gently close your eyes. Have your eyes slightly downcast, as if you're looking just below the horizon. And just set yourself a nice strong intent that you're going to stay with the practice. You'll let thoughts go. And just be fully present. We'll start with a body scan. So take your mind, your awareness into your feet. Even here you may find the mind wanders. Just bring it gently back. Starting to establish that concentration even now. Feel sensations deep in the feet, muscles and sinews, and across the surface. Feeling tiny little sparks of energy on the surface of the feet. And we work across the soles, perhaps feeling the contact of the floor. And up over the heel,
work up through the ankle bones. Gentle concentration really required here. Not a great deal of sensation in the ankles. Really tune in. See what you can feel. And we work up through the shins and the calf muscles. As you travel, let go any tension. Let the muscles relax. The type of concentration we're looking for here is soft and gentle, not tense. By forcing the body to relax, the mind relaxes. So let go. We work up into the knees. Any aches and pains? Just notice your gentle reaction to them, how you try and push them away. Any tense around them. Try to let go of that sense of tensing. Soften into the sensation. A sense of gentle friendship towards the area. And we work along the thighs and the hamstrings. Maybe feel contact of clothing here. And up into the sitting bones, settling into the seat, sinking, letting go. And as you sink and settle down, allow the head to float up a little and feel that strength come into the spine and a freshness come into the mind. Let's come into the stomach and the heart area. Take a look at the emotions that are settling in there. How do you feel? Not the thoughts behind them, not the judgment, not even trying to understand the emotions. Just feel. And we come back up to the shoulders. There might be tension here, so let it go. Just let it ease out. Melt. And take that awareness down the upper arms, down the forearms, and down into the hands and the fingers. Come back up to the head. And explore the scalp. Any sensations you can find. Can you perhaps feel the follicles of your hair on your head? Tune in. What can you feel? And come into the face. Soften the frown, easing out tension in the face. Compassionate gaze behind the eyes softens the tension around them. Bring all of these sensations together, right through the body, plus your emotions. This is your life, in this moment, right now. You're nice and safe. This is your time. Each moment, we celebrate with a breath. Mindfulness of breathing. Bring your awareness to the breath. Wherever you can physically feel it the most. Center your concentration there. As you gently breathe in and out, counting the breaths, 1 through 10, on each out breath. Breathing in as you breathe out, 1, in, out, 2, up to 10, and back to 1. If the mind wanders, just bring it gently back to the breath. And start again at 1. Let thoughts go. Just the breath, gently counting. mind will wander. When it does, don't get frustrated. The simple fact that you've spotted is progress. Every time the mind wanders and you bring it back to the breath, you're making progress. Gently counting. Just the breath. Soft, gentle, single-pointed concentration. Just on the breath. Feel the breath, counting the breath. 1 through 10. Thank you. So we adjust our focus a little now. Instead of counting on the out-breath, we count on the in-breath. Each time you breathe in, one. Breathe out, breathe in, two. Up to 10 again. You may find it feels a little bit different now. Feels like you're preparing to breathe each time. Just notice that. Notice the sensation of the breath. Let thoughts go. Just the breath. Counting on the in-breath. 1 through 10. When the mind wanders, just bring it gently back to the breath and start again at 1. Now we start to deepen our concentration a little more. Let go of the counting. And I want you to explore your body with your awareness, with the mind. As you gently breathe, feel the physical effects of the breath on the body all the way through. Explore the body, find the breath. Yes, we can feel it in the stomach, in the lungs, but we can feel it in the shoulders. If you really concentrate, feel the sensations in the tips of the toes. Where is your mind? Where is the breath? And now, to develop our concentration still further, bring your awareness to the very tip of the nose where the breath enters and leaves, and sit with your awareness there. Just the breath. Nothing else matters. Let everything go. Go into the breath. Thank you. soften and relax your concentration. Gently bring your awareness back into the space, into the room. Feeling the seat underneath you and the space around you. Just check in with yourself, see how you feel. This gentle approach to concentration gives our mind space. Gives yourself a sense of tranquility. We can set ourselves a personal intent to take this sense of peace and mindfulness out into our week. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. You've been listening to Andy Spragg on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. That concludes the Eightfold Path. Next week I'll be returning and we're going to take a look at judging and judgment as a meditation subject. In the meantime, I hope you find time to practice in your busy weeks. I hope you have a good week. And I'll see you then. Bye for now.